But nevertheless, their prophecies lead to the return of Christ, the impersonation of Christ by Satan. Now, the next quote is from Larry Flynn. Larry Flynn, I think, is the premier spokesman on the apparitions of Mary. He's the author of Thunder of Justice. He puts out a monthly newsletter on the messages of Mary, and he's by far the most widely known person that tracks the messages of Mary. Did a few videos on Mary. And this is one of many places that you could pull a quote out from this. And I picked this one because he would be one of the main authorities. In any event, by the year 2000 or thereabouts, we will have the second Pentecost, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the return of Jesus in glory as we enter the new era of peace. Sin will be no more, an era when heaven and earth will be joined, and we have a new heaven and a new earth. Somewhere about the year 2000, Jesus returns. Now, brothers and sisters, if you pull all their information together, Jesus returns to bring to an end the wicked reign of the anti-pope, bring back in the good pope, usher in the era of peace. And who is that? It's Satan impersonating Christ. And the church that he has designed to be the structure that he rules, that he has designed in order that he has a structure to rule, is being prepared to receive him so he can rule, and they're being prepared to receive him when? Year 2000. On or about the year 2000. What happens before that event, according to true Bible prophecy? The Sunday law. And something, according to the spirit of prophecy, great and decisive, is about to take place, and that right early, that changes the whole society of the world as we know it. And that's just what John Paul II is waiting for as well, only from a totally different perspective. And brothers and sisters, I won't go back on that limb and say,